The median sales price of a home in Q1 of 2024 was over $420,000. I know for many of you, homes sell for way more than that where you live. The great news is that there are plenty of places where you can buy properties with good cash flow in great areas for $100,000 or less. I'm coming out with a free training in a few weeks that's going to teach you exactly what you need to do to invest out of state successfully. And you can watch it at your own pace. In the meantime, I have two free resources that I want you to download today. The first is a remote landlord's toolkit. This toolkit is going to empower you to overcome the concerns that you have about managing rental properties remotely. The second is a creative financing playbook. This is going to provide you with proven strategies to finance your real estate deals. You can find the links to these resources in the description of this episode, or you can go to blackrealestatedialogue.com and hit the resources tab. So be sure to download your free resources today. I mean, it's free, right? You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. Download your guys today.
Excuse me. May I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Do you really think investing in real estate is too expensive? Well, you wrong about that. Presenting a beginner's guide to buying your first out-of-state property, a Black Real Estate Dialogue course. That's right, it's the new course presented by the Black Real Estate Dialogue, teaching you how to develop the investor's mindset, the advantages of investing out of state, getting your finances in order, finding the right location, assembling your team, creating financing strategies, how to find and analyze properties, how to find tenants, real-life case studies, and so much more in bonus content.
Oh yeah, did we mention you have lifetime access?
My goodness! If you have dreams of buying a property out of state but have no idea where to start, well, this is the guide for you. Learn the tips from someone with firsthand experience.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 92. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to us on whichever platforms you're listening to this on. Leave us a five-star rating and review. This will help us move up in the rankings and also reach more people with this message. So thank you in advance for supporting us in that way. And today I also want to shout out our most recent five-star review from Ryan Gorman, the CEO of Coldwell Banker. Among the best resources of information and inspiration for aspiring and successful real estate investors. I don't say that lightly. Full of candid real-life lessons, the good, the bad, and the ugly that make successful real estate investing accessible for all. I don't miss an episode and I recommend it often. Thank you for this work. One of your guests said you changed their lives and he was spot on. Well done. Thank you so much, Ryan. Really appreciate the shout out and the love. Any other ratings that come through, we'll be sure to shout you out. So thank you in advance and I can't wait to see your reviews. This episode is sponsored by the Bread Real Estate Investing Community. If you're looking for a group of like-minded individuals and exclusive access to experienced real estate investors, look no further. Each month, we have masterclasses that are taught by experienced guest speakers in various areas of real estate twice per month. You also get unlimited access to past guest speaker recordings as soon as you join. Currently, we have well over 15 past sessions. You also get access to our private Slack channel to engage in daily discussion with everyone in the community, to share resources, and also to support one another. Best of all, you can try us out for 7 days for just $1. That's right, 7 days for just $1. Check out the content, see if it's a good fit for you. I have a feeling it will be, so I look forward to seeing you there. This week, Mark Jones II, aka Living Rent Free, will be teaching a class on negotiating with sellers. So definitely tap in. I look forward to seeing you there. Without further ado, let's get into this episode, my first solo episode in a very, very long time. So can't wait to see what you all think about it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. If you haven't already, please take a moment to subscribe. Leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening to this on. It'll help us move up in the rankings and also help us to reach more people. So thank you in advance for supporting us in that way. Also, if you want to join the Bread Real Estate Investing Community, you can do so for just $1 for your first week. Check out all the content, come to some sessions and see if it's a good fit for you. If you're interested, go to blackrealestatedialogue.com or click the link below in the show notes. I have not done a solo episode in a very long time, so I'm excited to dive into today's topic. Very relevant for our community, something that's happening currently. And so very, very excited to jump into it. So let's do it. So today's topic is Bruce's Beach. You may have heard about the recent news taking place with Bruce's Beach, but Bruce's Beach was a beach resort in the city of Manhattan Beach, which is a suburb of LA, and it was owned and operated by and for African Americans. Bruce's Beach provided the African American community with opportunities unavailable at other beach areas because of racial segregation, which obviously you all know quite a lot about. So that's just context and background on Bruce's Beach. And so in 1912, Willa Bruce purchased the first two lots in Manhattan Beach with her husband for about $1,200, and it will be the first West Coast resort for Black people. So at this time, nothing like this existed. Obviously, we couldn't go to beaches out here in California. And so this was a game changer at the time and something that was a great, great accomplishment. Obviously, as well, the neighbors weren't happy. White neighbors weren't happy. They faced a lot of hostility. They had burnings, mattresses being burned. The KKK gave them quite a hard time. So it was just a tough time, tough territory for them to be operating within. But in spite of this, they had a lot of success. A lot of out-of-towners came to spend time, go to the beach, go to the resort. People who were local got to go to the beach, got to go to the resort, and just enjoy California life as everybody else was doing. There were even Black families that built houses in the area as well, beach houses in the area as well. And so they had a really good run for about 12 years. And then unfortunately, the property was acquired via eminent domain in 1924 and closed down. And so the city claimed there was an urgent need to use the land for a public park, which really never materialized until decades later. The property sat vacant for decades until it was transferred to the city, and there was a city park that was put in that place. They eventually renamed it to Bruce's Beach in 2007, I suppose, to honor the original owners of it or whatever. But that's kind of how that went down. And at the time, the family and three other families sued because of racial prejudice. At the time, the Bruces sought out $120,000 in compensation, and another family asked for $36,000. The breakdown of the Bruces is they wanted $70,000 for their two lots and $50,000 in damages. So they went through years of litigation, and eventually they received about $14,500. The other families received between $1,200 and $4,200 per lot. Now, during this time, the Bruce family was trying to move their business to somewhere else within Manhattan Beach. They faced a lot of pushback, and the city made it virtually impossible for them to move their business anywhere else. And so they ended up working, doing domestic work, working as cooks for the rest of their life, from what I'm able to read out here in the LA area. And they died in poverty, which is, you know, really, really sad. And now the two lots the property sat on are valued at about $75 million. And so just think about over the past about 100 years, all of the wealth that the family missed out on because of eminent domain and the city claiming they needed the land for public use, which is just crazy to me. But there's a brighter side at the end of the story. California Governor Gavin Newsom recently signed a bill allowing the land to be transferred back to the family on September 30th, 2021. And so I really wanted to talk about this just because many people may not be aware of this and what took place with the Bruce family. And the thing is, I'm fairly certain there are countless families all over the country who experienced seizure of their land for no reason. And, you know, I'm happy that the family is getting the land back. Obviously, there's decades and decades of pain and trauma because of, you know, what happened so many years ago. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what the family does with the land. I really want to interview someone from the family just to talk more about it and just highlight that story. But, you know, hopefully it's something that can happen throughout the country, and families whose land was unjustly taken can get it back and start generational wealth
for their family. So, you know, it's a story that I follow quite a bit. I've read a ton of articles about it and, you know, just learning more. But I just wanted to give a quick overview for you all of what went down. And I encourage you to look it up, you know, read more about Bruce's speech. And, you know, for me as well, the amazing thing is, you know, 1912, right? Between 1912 and 1924, for a family of African Americans to have done what they did back then and just have that foresight to just build a place that, you know, our people could be comfortable at in the midst of the tumultuous times they were experiencing back then is something to be commended. You know, their courage to do it in a place where others didn't want them, but they simply just wanted to enjoy the coast. They wanted to enjoy the beach and the California lifestyle like everybody else. And so, you know, I'm very much looking forward to seeing what the family does with the property. I haven't been able to find anything concrete about what they plan to do with it, but again, hopefully I can interview one of the descendants just to see, you know, what their plans are, and just to talk more about what that process was like for them in terms of reclaiming the land. So that's just a quick mini episode. Just wanted to make sure you all were updated on Bruce's Beach and what's happening with Bruce's Beach. Let me know what your thoughts are. I look forward to hearing what your thoughts are and look forward to dropping some more amazing episodes. Thank you all so much for your support as well. And then one more thing. So we are opening up ad space for businesses on our page and also on the podcast. So if you're interested, send me a DM and we can talk some more and have our team talk to you some more. But until then, I really appreciate it. And if you're interested in joining the Bread Real Estate Investing community, all you have to do is go to blackrealestatedialogue.com for more information, or you can click the link below in the show notes. Also, don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating and review. It'll take 30 seconds max. So thank you all so much for your support, and I look forward to hearing from you all soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's B-R-E-D Podcast. Until next time. Are you looking for a community of like-minded individuals and access to experts in real estate? Yeah. Are you interested in real estate but need more support and guidance?
You know who it is.
The Black Real Estate Dialogue presents the Real Estate Investing Community. No matter how much or how little real estate experience you have, we've created a community for you because your perspective is important. All right, tell me, where's the number one place where you can do Q&A with experienced guest speakers 2 times per month? How about unlimited access to past guest speakers' recordings? What about a private Slack channel to engage in daily discussion with everybody in the community to share resources and support each other? Head on over to blackrealestatedialogue.com. That's blackrealestatedialogue.com. It's the real estate investing community presented by the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Come join us today.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.